What is up, guys? It is Stu. And before we get into the podcast, I wanted to take a second and talk to you about Micro Gym University. This is an online business school I have been working on for the better portion of the past year. I wanted to create an opportunity for CrossFit affiliates, boot camp owners, fitness studio, or anyone who's even aspiring to open their own micro gym to take online courses to level up. So, you know, and then not hold you to any particular system. All the rest of the guys selling online courses, it's all part of one set system. Mine is not. You can go ahead. If you want to do PT first, boom, you can go ahead and learn about PT first and do everything else your own way. If you want to go ahead and do commission-based retention structures for your employees, boom, we can go ahead and you can follow that course. If you want an entire playbook, you can enroll in an entire semester and follow all the courses on, you know, human resources and staff development and retention and sales and marketing and Facebook pixels and custom conversions and all the good shit. Bottom line, guys, there's nothing else like this out there right now. And I want you to go ahead to the link in my Instagram bio at WTF Gym Talk, hit the follow button while you're there, and then go to the link and submit your information so that you can be notified when we'll be doing full enrollment. Right now, I'm just getting the interest of who is interested in Micro Gym University's first semester coming up in the spring. We will only be accepting 50 gyms. So if you're actually interested, go put your name, email, and phone number into that on my bio in Instagram, and then we will notify you when the doors open up for enrollment, and we are only taking the first 50. So leave your credit card at home for right now. Just go ahead and let me know that you're interested in possibly attending either an entire semester or just getting a couple courses a la carte of things that are particular interest to you and your business at this time. Guys, Micro Gym University, beyond fucking excited about it. Let me know if you have any questions. You know how to reach me. Have a great day.
Yo, what the fuck is up, Stu? So I have a question for you. I follow your stuff quite regularly and I love it. So I've been really working on maximizing the efficiency of my business model. I have a bootcamp program and CrossFit. Both programs are fairly successful. We try to intertwine them, but one of the things I run into is several times a day, 3 and 4 times a day, both classes being taught. So that means double the coaching, double the money going out. So I didn't know if you had any experience with that on how to decide which way to prioritize things. But I didn't know if you had any details or deciding factors on how to maybe intertwine the two, just having more time options available and potentially combining programming or shifting one program over the other.
Johnny, thank you so much for watching my stuff, and I apologize it took me so fucking long to get back to this. But I'm gonna answer the shit out of this question for you now. All right, Johnny, so here's the issue. When it comes to a mixed modal program, you've got two things, right, going on. You've got your CrossFit and your boot camp. And I was about to just go ahead and start answering this, and then I decided to do my due diligence and doing some research. And I see that you run Alex Hormozi's Gym Launch, the 6-week challenge, right? Like, this is you, correct? And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not knocking it. Like, I've had Alex on the podcast. Like, I think it's a fine client acquisition system for certain gyms and certain positions and whatever. My thing is this, is obviously if you're running a 6-week challenge, I'm assuming that's your boot camp. And if I'm wrong, then let me know and I'll do another fucking video. But if that is your client acquisition system that gets them in and you go through like this boot camp, is the end goal to then convert them to CrossFit? If the end goal is to convert them to CrossFit, then I think you need to make that part of the pitch, letting people know you are in a 6-week, this, you know, you could look at it like your on-ramp, or you're in a 6-week whatever, and the goal is to convert you over this thing. You cannot have two programs like this where they're going to combat for space have different price points. They have got to have the same price point. Most people that run Alex's program, people pay more for their 6 weeks in that program than they do if you took it onto a monthly EFT. Like, if you took what someone pays, $600 or whatever it is, for a 6-week challenge, you look at what that would be monthly. That would be $400 a month if it's $600 for 6 weeks. None of you guys are charging $400 a month. But you have the balls to charge $600 up front for 6 weeks, like you should. So my thing is this. I don't care how you move the fucking classes around and play Tetris with it, you're never going to come up with a solution. You'll always eventually run into the issue is, I'm not charging enough.
You would not even make me this video and send it to me and care about having to double up your staff and your payroll on these classes if it didn't hurt your P&L in a way that kind of, you know, punched your pocketbook a little. You need to be charging enough per person per class if you're going to be running these two coaches per hour, right? And I'm coming from a model, I'm speaking from experience. This isn't hyperbole. Like, literally, I would run, back in the day when I was CrossFit Southend, we would have a performance class, which is more advanced, you had to test into. You had a fundamentals class going on, and then Charlotte's Best Boot Camp was outside, right? I had like these three programs all running. And the operational capacity of those has to be, you know, figured out at the ground floor, right? Against square footage per program. And you mentioned your boot camp program can fit in way more people than, or your 6-week challenge program or whatever it is, can fit in more people than your CrossFit. If the dollar amount is right for each one and you're making the same amount, you want to go ahead, in my opinion, unless you, again, I don't know the core values and focus of your business. My focus would be on the one that can fit more people in. That's the one I'd give preferential treatment in, the one that would make me the most money. Now, again, I don't know anything else about your business. If you're happy with where your income's at right now, and you prefer the CrossFit program, you just use this boot camp or 6-week challenge as like, you know, getting people, you know, getting them high and getting, you know, just them to taste the product and the service, and then you want to convert them over, then you need to make that. You need to be draining that boot camp and 6-week challenge and converting them over to your CrossFit if that is the goal, if that's what you believe in. You know, you mentioned here, you used the word, like, at some point in this video, you mentioned the word fire breather and stuff like that. Tells me you're an unapologetic CrossFit gym, right? You know, you're tough, you know, whatever the fuck, CrossFit Tough or whatever the brand name is, like, you're unapologetic. If that's the case, that's perfect, that's great, that's fine. Then don't have this soft boot camp 6-week challenge, fluffy Sally can lose 40 pounds and, you know, kind of be it. Like, use that as your, you know, your client acquisition system. But it sounds like you're running a hardcore, like a more advanced CrossFit program. Convert the people over to that.
One thing I have been doing to blend the two classes together a little bit more and try to encourage people to get out of that boot camp space and get into the CrossFit space, realizing that they basically do the same thing, is that three-tiered scaling, I guess you could say, as far as workouts go. So I have fitness category, which is where most of the boot campers wind up doing those workouts, performance, like your average Joe CrossFitter, and then RX for or competition, which is your RX fire-breathing dragons.
This is something that I see the micro gym, especially the CrossFit market, try to do far, far too often, right? You have this thing, like what I call LBE, low barrier to entry. That is your boot camp, this program that we keep talking about. If your end goal is to convert them over, you have to set that expectation up. Your website, your marketing, day one of their 6-week challenge, day four of their 6-week challenge, day fucking 12, every week leading up to 6 weeks needs to be, it's kind of like, think of like a map at a mall. You are here. This is where you're going to end up in CrossFit Johnny D's Tough program, right? Let people know the intent. That way you won't be so surprised on that washout rate. All you guys that run the 6-week challenge thing, you know, like, fuck, but, you know, only converted so many to my CrossFit membership afterwards. Well, no shit. Nobody thought they were signing up for CrossFit on day one. Like, you know, again, you use that landing page. It doesn't really speak to the truth of the program you're running. We're going to get them in on a, you know, what I call medium ticket EFT, nothing too crazy, you know, for 6 weeks, get them in there and hopefully convert them over, because our membership is so much cheaper than what they paid for the 6-week challenge. It just makes sense. I think you need to figure out what the hell it is you're doing. Right, again, if that's going to be your client acquisition system, then you need to commit to our goal, our mission. Everything we put in front of them is to convert them over to this. Don't be wishy-washy with it. Like, just go at them straight up and let them know this is the first 6 weeks of the rest of your life, and the rest of the life being hopefully training this CrossFit style that we do here. So I think it's just clear communication. You know, again, maximizing your stuff. At some point you're gonna have to just raise the price. You're just going to have to raise your price on probably your CrossFit members. And that is going to help with the economics. You won't mind spending that money as much anymore. But that's the limitation, the brick and mortar. You have a ceiling. If you haven't figured out your ceiling already, we need to have a come to Jesus meeting and figure out what that ceiling is so that you can appropriately plan out the economics of your services, your personal training, your PT, which I don't even know if you're fucking doing PT first, but if you're not, you're a fucking moron.
I'm trying to get in that headspace and figure out what's going to be the most beneficial to our group. I know you hate the word community.
I don't hate the word community. I hate the idea that you guys think you own it and you created it and you control it. We don't control the community. We control the culture.
More people from our boot camp side will go to our CrossFit and do some CrossFit classes versus my CrossFitters don't go into the boot camp space very often.
Because again, what it sounds like you've created is a culture of a hardcore CrossFit gym. Of course, they're not going to go over and do your, you know, your bitch out boot camp. They're just not. Like, that's below them on their tier, their spectrum of their fitness skill. So again, the boot camp and the 6-week challenge thing seems to be your introductory, take all the soft sallies out there and try to convert them to this hardcore thing. And you seem to be doing that decently. Definitely don't expect the reverse. You know, people up here to come back down there. I don't see that happening for this business.
Any advice or thoughts? F-bomb away. Thanks, man.
Yeah, brother. Those are my thoughts. It's one of these things where you're going to really just need to at some point not pick one, but you have to put a priority, and I think the CrossFit's your priority. This is just your client acquisition system, and don't rely on it forever. You should be having a healthy client acquisition system from that CrossFit group, and if you don't, there's something else already broken in this business. So this is probably longer than what you had wanted, or maybe not, and I apologize for it taking so long for you for me to get back to you on it. But if you have any questions, put them down below. More than happy to extrapolate on this. Have a great day, Johnny. Talk with you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.